and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Shams Charania says that the Celtics and the Heat are the favorites to get Giannis tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Before the draft.
Before the draft. I'm glad the Rockets are out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need that. We don't need that in our life. I'm betting they don't do anything. No Jaylen Brown. That's what I'm hoping, I guess. I think they...
Are you hoping they do a deal?
I'm hoping they don't. Yeah. I'm hoping they don't. I want to keep that Nets pick.
So Jaylen Brown would be on the move if they did a deal for Giannis. He would obviously be the guy that would be going to Milwaukee. Yeah, I don't want to change our picks. The more I look at it, the more I realize, you know what? I just don't. Just run it back and let's see what happens this year. Because you're probably not good enough anyway to beat Oklahoma City or San Antonio. Don't just make a move that's not going to... Don't make a move that hurts you in the long term when the short-term benefits still aren't going to get you over the top. They're just not. You're not going to be better than Oklahoma City or San Antonio. You now are... The only way you have a chance is if you pick up somebody in the draft with these draft picks coming up, not this year, but next year, where they turn into a star. Maybe you get your next Steph Castle. Maybe you get Reed Shepard 2.0, just a guy who can really just, you know, at any point could shoot 14 three-pointers.
Yeah.
I didn't say make 14, but he could squeeze off 14 shots, Reed Shepard, at any point and make three of them. So you hope to have more of that, I guess.
You're adding the greatest player in NBA history in Fred VanVleet,
yeah,
and the most important player in NBA history. Uh-huh. I think that was proven last year.
Proven last year, yeah.
Those two, Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet, you're adding those two to the mix. And so, I mean, you improve greatly. And, you know, maybe a year, I don't know. Are you supposed to? Maybe if you don't play Kevin Durant 80 minutes a game, it might be better. He might be around for the postseason.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be great. But yeah, I'm not good. There was so much talk about that, Giannis or Jaylen Brown, or hopefully none of that gets done. Hopefully none of that. I don't know. For me, there are probably a lot of people that would love to see Giannis or Jaylen Brown here. I'm not one of them.
I'm kind of with you too. I just don't. The amount of subtraction that would be necessary to do that is not worth it, because in 2 years, you're no closer. You're actually potentially further away from winning a championship. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't be. But I don't know that any deal, like, you're subtracting a lot of core members. I think we're going to go down. I feel pretty confident that the Kevin Durant deal is going to go down as a Charles Barkley deal, where, you know, there were some benefits. You could see some benefits, but Charles was really more year one. Then year two, it kind of trailed off, and by year three, it was a disaster. And so I think that's what we're going to have with Kevin Durant. We're going to look back at this and say, well, you know, Jalen Green, at the end of the day, I didn't care that they moved on from Jalen Green. Now, I will admit, Dylan Brooks played much better last year than probably any of us expected. But Durant is not – I don't think he's going to have the impact on this team that we all anticipated. Now it's even less likely because of what San Antonio and Oklahoma City look like moving forward. They look like young, hungry teams who are not in terrible cap situations. Oklahoma City's done a good job of, you know, subtracting when they needed to. The Spurs are in great shape. Spurs don't have to do anything for a while. They can keep adding little pieces if they want. They could add their own little Fred VanVleet piece. I know after the way De'Aaron Fox played, I'm sure Spurs fans are done with him. Did you see the video of Knicks fans are getting De'Aaron Fox Knicks jerseys,
yeah,
printed, and they're wearing De'Aaron Fox jerseys? He was terrible. He was really bad.
Man, that's a Knicks fan. Man, just kick the dude. Kick him while he's down.
Yep.
But he was awful. He was just awful. So, yeah. Dell, how disappointed were you that Charlie Woods didn't caddy for Miles Russell?
Oh, he talked about it.
Yeah, once I figured out that it wasn't happening, I completely decided that U.S. Open was a waste of time.
It was worthless to you.
So I went on. It was always worthless, but at least there would have been some interest. But now, once I figured that out, it kind of cleared out my weekend. It was just World Cup the entire time. I was hoping to maybe get a chance to watch Charlie clean off a golf club. I didn't know caddies did all that, but you said it, rake the track, as you say. I didn't get that, so, you know.
It's trap.
I raked the trap. So instead of looking for that and hoping I got that moment, I just watched some World Cup, some baseball.
You didn't get your moment to see Tiger Woods' kid being a caddy.
Yeah.
That was the moment you were looking for.
I thought it would have been interesting to see the greatest player of all time's kid do something that the greatest player would never do. He would never have been a caddy for anyone. His kid has already done it, but he would have done it at the U.S. Open, but he didn't. But we've got a nice story. Miles Russell, the kid who would have had Tiger Woods' son as his caddy, had his dad do it on Father's Day, so that was a nice thing.
Well, he got to walk up 18 with him.
Yeah, was that his final shot of was that his final hole of the day?
It was the final hole for everybody. No, 18 on Sunday is the final hole.
I didn't
know
they started from 1 and then went to 18.
Start from 1 and go to 18. And the caddy came over and gave him his bib, and his dad got to walk up 18 with him, and it was very touching.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's a nice deal. I mean, you have no heart. You know what? You want to kill your dog because it poops.
No. Okay?
Is that what you want to do?
No, my boy is my best friend. He is man's best friend. He's way ahead of my kids on power ratings. Way ahead.
On the power rankings? Way
yes,
ahead of the kids.
Way ahead of the kids. No, my dog is great.
Yeah, but he poops public.
He's a turd. He's got attitude. But he's got attitude like he knows exactly what he's doing. He's got attitude. That's kind of what I like about him, though, is he's not just some, you know, he's got a little attitude. Splits has a little attitude.
He's got a little ship.
Yeah, he does. He goes in. If you leave the bathroom door open, he's going to go into the trash, tear it up, leave a mess, and bring it under the bed, just rip up a bunch of napkins and paper towels. That's just what he does. He does it every single time, and he doesn't care what you think. And he gets in trouble, and he acts like, oh, it's a new day, it's a new start, let's just start clean. He'll do the same thing just later that day. And yet he's still ahead of my kids on the power rankings.
Still ahead of your kids.
I think Mahdi's up higher. I don't know where they rank right now. I don't know. I got to figure it out. Every week it changes. We've had some big shifts.
How can Mahdi not be at the top of the list?
Well, she's because she's a teenage girl with some attitude now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
She's got a little attitude.
Mom.
You never know. Or with me. Never know. Yeah, she has attitude with me. You just never know where a teenager is going to land in the power ratings.
Yeah, that is true. That really is true. All right, 713-780-3776. Apparently, World Cup viewership pretty damn good, huh?
Yeah, it's been going strong. It was expected, but in the U.S., the U.S. men's national team has ranked. They've really pulled in some really strong ratings. You know, I paused my DirecTV for 2 months, and I was like, oh crap! I realized I can't. So I got this Fox One app. So I'm getting the app for 2 months just so I can watch the World Cup. That's it. But, boy, it was nice seeing my bill come in. Like, whew, look how much lower this is now that I don't have DirecTV plugged, now that I'm not having to deal with that. So, I don't know. I'm already paying for all these streaming services anyway. I might as well there's a good chance they're about to get
Well, my I got Fubo because so I can watch the Astros every day here. But they don't have NBC or any NBC product on it.
Well, Peacock.
No, they don't. Yeah, I got to get Peacock too.
Yeah,
so I
got to
buy Fubo
works.
And Peacock.
Yeah, and then you don't have, but then you got to get your Netflix.
Well, I don't really. I got my son-in-law's. Huh?
You got to have your Netflix.
I got Netflix.
Where's your Apple? Do you have your Apple?
And I got HBO Max.
Do you have your Hulu?
I got Hulu. I got it all.
Yeah, so don't worry. As long as you get all your streaming services and then it piles up to the same cost you had before.
So I can watch the NFL. Right, because they got a 40 different damn different deals.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, apparently Argentina and Algeria, 9 million. English language. English. 9 million viewers.
Is that good?
Crazy. Messi's a superstar, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he had a hat trick.
Yeah.
I got this. What the hell did you think caddies did, Dell?
I don't watch this stupid game.
Do you think they
help
guys laying on the ground on the pitch and give them chest compressions?
I'm supposed to
help fill out their last will when they get their foot touched?
Why would I think they rake a trap? I thought
because
some,
if you're in a trap,
I thought some grounds attendant did that as their job.
The
not caddies. An actual caddy.
Caddies are basically butlers.
I thought a caddy was like judging the gradient of the hole or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they do that.
Stuff like that. Hey, give some advice. I didn't know they actually did maintenance like they're a grounds crew.
Yeah. they're like the housekeeper
what
of golfers.
What did you think a caddy did? Go.
They clean off their clubs.
Yeah, yeah. They're housekeepers.
Yeah, they're housekeepers.
They know a little bit more about golf.
They pick up you make a divot, they go grab the divot and they fill in the hole.
It's a little demeaning. Sure.
I assume they were treated with respect. No, I apologize.
There is a level.
It's their job.
Their job is to do that.
Whoever texted you or tweeted you, I apologize. I just thought they may have had a little bit more respect, and apparently they do.
It's not about respect. It's their job.
Clearly not. There's no respect. Hey, go in there and rake something for me. There's no respect.
People didn't know that you actually push buttons. Oh, wait. That's your job.
What are you talking about?
You could throw a club.
How is that a comp?
You could throw a club and he's got to run and go get it.
Yeah.
Go get that.
No, Joaquin Niemann, he got a two-shot penalty for throwing his club. It's poor behavior.
Poor caddy.
It's not poor caddy. And you don't get a no coke. That's right.
Poor caddying.
Let's break right here. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, there's just a couple segments left. This has been a blockbuster Hall of Fame show.
Been a blockbuster of a show.
It has been. Don't go anywhere.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The ESPN Houston Soccer Watch parties continue this week thanks to our friends at Huntington Bank. Join ESPN 975 from 12 to 6 to watch the biggest soccer tournament in the world on Tuesday at Baker Street Pub in Sugarland. Tom's Watch Bar on Wednesday, Ducky McSweeney's on Thursdays, and By the Wayside on Friday. On Tuesday and Thursday, you will also have another chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company.
What days where?
Baker Street Pub on Tuesdays in Sugarland, Tom's Watch Bar on Wednesday, Ducky McSweeney's on Thursdays, and By the Wayside on Friday. So all throughout the week, we're going to be out and about with watch parties. 12 to 6.
How about that? That's cool. Nice. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I can say without hesitation, you all are indeed in the top 50 of soccer talk in the city.
Yep.
Your dozens of minutes of discussion has been appreciated.
Boom.
Soccer Neil.
Boom. You're welcome, Neil.
Yeah, Neil.
You're welcome for our service.
Top 50 in the city. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good night. 713-780-3776 to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5. Headed to Toronto and then Detroit. Toronto and Detroit are right next to each other, right?
Toronto and Detroit?
They're real close.
I thought it was close to New York.
No, it's close to Toronto, to Detroit. And so this is an easy little trip, except getting in and out of Canada. That's the that's the only thing with the customs crap that you have to go through. But, this is a little road trip. Toronto, not as good as we thought they would be. They were in the World Series last year, so still a pretty good team. And Detroit has been miserable for the most part this season. And hopefully Scuba will be gone. Maybe they'll trade him by then, right?
Yeah, we're hoping.
That'd be nice if he wasn't there. Toronto, one game under 500, while the Astros have moved up to five games under 500. just three games out with Seattle at 40-39, Astros 37-42. Just three games out of first place, as bad as this season has been.
Well,
and Astros management wants everybody to know, don't call them about Pena or
one of the
Walker.
Worst things that happen is that you get false. And by false hope, we mean five games under 500. That's all it takes to get them hyped up.
Beat a pretty good team in Cleveland this week.
This team is no closer to win to compete for it. They're not going to compete for a pennant.
Says you.
Says everybody.
No.
Says Vegas. Says everybody. Except Jim Crane will just hang on to that. I think Jim Crane is a lot like Drayton, where he's worried that people will turn on him if he trades the players, because that's what Drayton's big fear was, that people wouldn't come out and see the games. But, you know, the most people come out when you win championships. That's when you get people spending money. I mean, winning at a high level is what brings people out. It's not just being a bad team that still has a player here or a player there.
Well, he can't possibly be worried about losing players and not having, because that's all he does is lose players.
Lose players, yeah.
Yeah, that's all he does. So I don't know why trading them would be different than just letting them walk.
No, he just lets them walk and you get a pick and you don't replace them with anybody and it's just a slow bleed.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're just bleeding out right now. And now we're celebrating because, hey, we're within five games of 500. It's a big celebration now. Can you imagine if
Houston,
you get to three?
All systems go.
And had it for a while.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State.
All right, keep them all.
We're Texas proud.
Don't trade anybody. I take it back.
Our brand of amazing ball is great.
That's
our
right.
Outfield has plenty of muscle.
No chance this guy's alive.
Our guys can sure hit a ton.
No, he was on a. When he gave it to me in 2002, he was on a tank where to be able to breathe.
Yeah.
But how did he sing
this?
How did
ever
he change octaves like that?
Well, he was changes
on an air tank.
Yeah, he didn't change octaves. He just changed his keys, but. So, do you think he had any idea that he was creating a banger that would span across generations of fans?
No.
And he never mentions a player, so this is an evergreen song.
The only reason it's not is because he says Minute Maid Park.
And he couldn't have predicted that it'd be
Dykin
at some point.
There's a key change right there, yep.
Yeah.
But he did not mention players, so it could have a long-lasting impact.
Yep. The only thing is Minute Maid. We got to get that out. Well, I'll just put it in there. Dykin, welcome to Dykin Park.
But it lasted a long time. The Minute Maid, he was lucky enough to get it Minute Maid instead of Enron.
Right. Right. Yeah, maybe it was 2003 or 4. When did it change from Enron to?
Ooh, pretty quick.
Minute Maid. Yeah, it wasn't long.
It was collapsing. Oh, Enron was collapsing.
Yeah.
Like 2001.
I can still see that big E on the stadium. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, fun. The fun times. He was walking in. I'm walking into the stadium, and he goes, "Here, John." He hands me the CD. And I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks." I brought it the next day to the station, and we're listening to it. I go, "This is awful." And Lance goes, "It's wonderful awful."
Yeah, it's not awful. This will live forever.
And he was like, in a wonderful way it is.
Yeah.
And so, I would have just trashed it. He was like, oh, no.
I could hear something special in that man's making. And it's to this day. I mean, the train whistle. So Enron was officially named Minute Maid in June of 2002. So they were able to keep. So it was the midway point of 2002. So basically it just stayed on the building for 2.5 years, Enron.
Well, yeah, 2000, 2001, and then, yeah. Well, I think there was nothing on it to start the 2002 season, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It was Enron was a disaster in 2000, yeah. It was right around, yeah, I think it wasn't far from where they collapsed. It wasn't far from 9/11. When did Enron disintegrate?
No, started disintegrating, I think, in 2001, but they...
That's what
they
I said, not far from...
No, it wasn't
far
that far yet. There was a lot going on around that.
A lot going on then. Yeah, a lot going on.
When did Enron collapse? So Enron collapsed in December 2nd, 2001. Yeah. There it is, Chapter 11 bankruptcy. People who are probably listening had family members who lost all their retirement because of Enron. Because it was a house of cards. You ever seen that documentary?
Yep.
Smartest Man in the Room. It's fantastic.
Yep.
It's
the Asian dude. The Asian dude was the smartest of them all.
Got out quick. Was he the one that had a divorce?
He had to sell. He was a huge strip club enthusiast.
Yes. And he had to sell. He was forced to sell. No, he wasn't going to, obviously, but he was forced to sell because they had to split assets. The strip club saved his money.
Yeah.
See, this is what no one talks about. You'll talk about how strip clubs ruin marriages or strip clubs guys end up losing their money or whatever, or objectifies or whatever. What no one ever tells you, strip clubs saved that man's fortune.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk about that part.
No. Well, it's rare that strip clubs actually save
you a
money.
Bunch of money. Yeah, it's not,
it's a rarity.
I will admit that's not usually what happens.
No. We'll do it on the other side because we are up against it. That was our Houston is All Systems Go segment.
Sure.
And when we come back, some Father's Day wasn't great for some guys. Wasn't really great. Father's Day wasn't great for a couple of quarterbacks. Let's just put it that way. So we'll do that on the other side. But first, we're going to talk a little Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah, Zadig Jewelers is, they're making memories, and this is something they just do on a regular basis. On a regular basis, Zadig is able to make memories. And they've been doing this, and the reason's simple. They understand what quality is. They understand how to get you the type of quality that you love and that you deserve and that she deserves, really, not you. I mean, yeah, you can get yours too, but if you want to find something that is going to be a great birthday gift, obviously engagement ring, they have a whole second floor for that, but anniversary gift, like Zadig is great for Father's Day, for Mother's Day, for special occasions, but sometimes you might want to just get that special gift just to say I love you, and it doesn't have to be something big. It could be, it could have been getting your dad the Mont Blanc pen or the cufflinks. It could be getting yourself a luxury watch. Maybe you've never had one. Maybe you have one and you want to trade it in and get something else. They buy, sell, and trade luxury watches over there at Zadig Jewelers, and it's really just worth the trip. If you've never been to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, I always tell you it's 28,000 square feet, but it's beautiful. It is so beautiful inside. They have great restaurants there in the whole building complex that they own. And I promise you this, Zadig Jewelers for years has been known as like basically the unofficial jeweler of Houston because they have everything for everybody, the best quality, the best selection, and they work with your budget to make memories for you and your loved ones. Zadig Jewelers. Go to Zadig.com. That's Zadig.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we'll get this quarterback thing going. But first, Tyler is on the line. So, shortest wait times in the business. Let's get him in here. Let's talk about the Japanese soccer team. What do you say, Tyler? This is our first Japanese soccer team call ever.
Yeah, I just wanted to add for y'all dozens of minutes of World Cup talk and see if Lance saw how his people cleaned up the locker room and the stands after the match.
Yeah,
of course they've been doing that left and right up in the stands. That's what they do.
Well,
you see what New York fans did after the exact opposite? They had these orange and blue trash cans and they were dumping trash on the ground so they could steal the trash cans and bring.
We know
them home.
They're the worst people.
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, Japan. Their fans will take care of their surrounding areas in the stands with the help of James Winston, at least after game one. And, yeah, they left a note, said thank you on the whiteboard, cleaned up everything because that is what they're about. I think Iran, after their game yesterday, spoke to the love they're getting from Mexico because they have to be based in Tijuana. They had to fly out immediately and get back to Tijuana, and the Mexican people have embraced them, calling them their hermanos. So it's all love. Everyone's getting along for this month, and then we'll get right back to our nonsense after the month's over.
Mm-hmm. No. Real neat, neat. The Japanese are really neat. That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. We've seen some football coaches do that. College football coaches, though, do that, too.
What are you talking
about?
Make
their players clean up the locker room before they go.
Make their players do it.
Yeah.
The Japanese don't have to be made to do it. They just do it.
They just do it. It's what they do. It's what, me and my people, too.
Sometime I'll
look. The Italians?
They don't do that.
Well, they've not left any lockers dirty because they don't show up at World Cups.
Yeah, they don't
I'm in the, Adele, you forget, I'm also in the Asian community.
What? How so?
You're not.
How so?
I live next door.
Do you still live next door?
No, he's out.
All right, then. See, that's that doesn't make you a part of the community when you kind of make fun of their names.
I'll never be not a part of the community.
Well, if you continue to make fun of their names, it doesn't seem like you're part of the community.
It doesn't seem like it to you.
No. Go ask your neighbor.
Ask Carol at China Garden if I'm part of the community.
You haven't come up with a clever nickname for her, like Ping or Pong?
No, she's Carol. She's my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
She's my friend. How about this? A woman is accusing NFL quarterback Geno Smith of not being a great guy. Today is the day, she wrote. Geno Smith beat my ass because he hates taking care of his special needs kid and can't be left alone with him because he'd rather watch sex online and play Call of Duty. Geno, there's a video of her following him. And then, I don't know, there was some, I mean, she wouldn't leave him alone getting into the car, but then he's going into the garage, and it's just not great. It's not great for Geno. Not great for Geno. And the cops ended up coming, so I don't know if we're going to hear something about that in the near future. But Gisele Bündchen, I mean, talk about it. She seems a little bitter. I don't know. She had posts, multiple posts, with her new husband and baby, Joaquin Valente, wishing him a happy Father's Day, talking about you embody love, humility, integrity, discipline, kindness, consistency. And then she's got Tom Brady's daughter hugging him and the son. They're doing back-to-back seeing who's taller thing, which is not, I don't know, it's Father's Day. Tom, I'm pretty sure Tom is their father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, that guy's the dad who stepped up, not the stepdad.
Yeah, apparently.
The dad I'm not surprised. That thing didn't end well. That relationship did not end well. If she is going to use Father's Day to needle at Tom Brady, big surprise. Anyway, big deal anyway. Feel bad for Tom Brady? No. What do I care?
No, you don't have to.
I don't know. I think you just maybe just move on.
I don't know what happens. I don't know what happens.
What an amazing father this Brazilian jiu-jitsu trainer is.
Yeah.
He is her trainer.
We have it in the
sometime when you roll around, there's been people who made that comment. Things get a little, it's usually men and men and women rolling around. But every once in a while, when you mix it up and there's rolling around, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, I didn't know I would end up in this finishing position.
Okay.
Things happen.
Well, we have it in the opposite. In football, Russell Wilson is the dad who stepped up, and Sierra, big ups him all the time. And of course, Future didn't like it very much, but now Tom's got to take it, I guess.
Yeah. Did you see Russell there? He's got that. Well, he's going to be on NBC. No, what is he on? NBC.
I think he's on CBS.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
Or CBS?
No one wants to see Russell Wilson.
Well,
let's be honest.
Is he taking Boomer's job?
Same. It's just the same type of show. Who cares?
Yeah, he's on CBS.
Yeah. Is he taking Boomer?
I don't know.
Is Boomer gone?
Some quarterback's got to go, right? You're replacing.
Is JJ gone because he's just going to concentrate on soccer?
I thought JJ was in the play-by-play.
Oh, yeah, he's play-by-play now. That's right.
Yeah.
Did Russell, you see what happened to this kid, Freddie, where he couldn't get a plane out, so American Airlines just like it's starting to turn a little bit on him right
now.
Well,
you already turned on him.
Well, I think all that stuff is fine. It's just once you start, you got to be careful about putting things out there so that you can get special advantage. Like, it's one thing when people want to do it for you, but there was always going to be an end point where you had some. But most people are still down with this kid and his friends getting all of this treatment, right? They a free jet was going to be sent to them to help get him to the Germany match. Then he said, I don't even have tickets for the Germany game. I just want to go hang out. And so they're like, are you trolling to try to – are you throwing that out there so you can try to get a bite on somebody giving you free tickets?
Yes. Well, it's, people got to know that I don't have tickets. Boom. Okay, I'm sure somebody came up with them.
Uh-huh.
So what did American Airlines do?
Well, his flight got canceled from Oklahoma City to wherever he was going to go, to Buffalo, I think, something like that, and it got canceled. And he went right to the internet to tell everyone, and because he knew what would happen. Then American Airlines and some other airline too, they both came up and said, "Check your DMs, Freddie. We got you."
Well, then it's not turning on him. He's got the same damn luck. What are you talking about? It's turning on him.
No. Some of the just people on the internet.
Oh.
And then you had a guy who has his own private jet saying, "Hey, Freddie, we'll get you this jet right here. We'll make sure you get there."
Anything's turning on him. Some ugly Americans are saying stuff. All right. Block.
Yeah. But here's the well actuallys are going, "Well, actually, it's going to be pretty interesting when he gets his tax bill, because technically I am
paying no taxes on that crap."
They said there is a tax that he will have to pay, even though he's a foreigner. There is a tax he's going to have to pay if he's promoting any of these places that are giving him free gifts. And his whole thing was, you're promoting them by putting them on social media. So this guy's ready to have Freddie taxed out of existence.
Oh,
that's the kind of preying on downfalls that I find intriguing.
Hope the IRS gets them, if no one else.
Yeah. National.
They got you, and they got who
Capone.
Was it? Capone. Yeah.
You and,
yeah. They Capone, get Capone,
Capone
and Freddie.
They're two big wins.
Martha
the
Stewart.
The national champs from Michigan lost their head coach,
Dusty May. Oh, Dusty Dallas May Mavericks
headed to the Mavericks
because he's tired of fooling with this NIL.
Maybe. He's got Cooper Flagg, too. So he said,
"Helps."
Yep, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that instead.
And Kyrie.
Yeah. And
Kyrie's
for now.
Not going to like him.
You don't think so?
Who are you? Dusty May? I've never even heard of you.
I don't know. Yeah, Kyrie with a college coach.
It feels like something that's not going to work.
Yeah, maybe the Mavs are going to go in on a reset. I know they said they wanted Kyrie, but then you go hire, you get Masai Ujiri as your GM or whatever his official title is. You hire Dusty May. Maybe you just say, what can we get for Kyrie? Do we really want to do the Kyrie thing while we try to build a young core?
Alex Freeman scored in the game. Did you see his ascent here? He's on March 1st, 2025, which is what, 10 months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, 16 months ago.
Oh,
he
March,
made his first MLS start.
Wow.
Then he made June 7th his USMNT debut. And then July started all matches in the Gold Cup. Winner of MLS Young Player of the Year, scores a brace against Uruguay, transferred to Villarreal, named to 2025 World Cup roster in May, and now he scored a World Cup goal.
So you know who his dad is by now,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Antonio Freeman. I saw an interview with him how he said, "I cried," and
this an example? Now, Antonio Freeman is you know, he was never this explosive athlete per se. But it is one of those interesting things where we've had these discussions about what if some of these athletes at a younger – I do think you're going to see finally some of the athletes who are going to see this and think, oh, you know, Robinson's kind of cool, Adams is cool, Freeman's cool. You're going to see some kids who start to – we've already seen it in numbers. Younger kids have turned a little bit away from baseball and a little more to soccer. Not in the whole, not the masses. But there is a sliver that has definitely been taken out of there. I wonder if you're going to start seeing some athletes across the board, not just from, you know, parents with money or whatever, who start seeing international soccer as a valid opportunity to go, you know, maybe create a career if you're a great athlete. It wouldn't shock me if you started seeing some kids kind of gravitate. If the U.S. continues to play well, if some kids just said, "Hey, I'm getting excited about this. I want to go play soccer this year, you know, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, maybe get into it." And we're taking players with dual nationalities, which is which has really helped as well. So I don't know. This could be a little moment that the U.S. soccer team, and they needed to capture this. They needed to have a big moment. Now, I will say this. This is just a little. You've gone against Paraguay and you've gone against Australia. I don't think your defense on the back end is all that great. I do think if you get against a really legitimate attacking unit, the U.S. could be in for a little bit of a shootout. Because I like them offensively, but is that kind of the read that you get, Dell, from? Because they're not great on the back, and everything's going well for the U.S. right now, but I do think if they find themselves matched up against some speed and a quality offensive unit, there might be a little bit of an undressing of the defense.
I think it all depends on how they approach this particular opponent you're talking about. They appear very comfortable on the ball. They like to press as well. So are they going to change their tactics drastically because of the opponent's skill level? If they do that, I think they're in a bit of trouble, because I don't know how they play without the ball. This team hasn't been great in some of the few moments where the opponent has been able to control possession. You see some of the issues, particularly just not getting the second balls. That's how the one goal against Paraguay was scored. They had a chance to clear that ball. They didn't get to it. It led to a goal when their outside back didn't track the runner. So I think it was Tim Weah who didn't track his runner. So there has been, over the course of the Pochettino era, there have been these slip-ups. We have not had to see them because they've been so dominant on the ball.
Second half, though, I thought
well, they switched some guys out. No. Australia put in some of their more talented offensive players. And there were moments, and these are the moments I'm talking about, where there are chances to either put your foot on the ball to maintain possession or clear a ball. And sometimes I think they just want to play through teams. You know, we don't want to kick it long and clear our lines and get regrouped. We want to play through teams because that's the way they've been coached. But sometimes discretion's the better part of valor. Sometimes you just got to clear the ball. And they will bring on pressure. And if they don't break it, you're going to have opportunities for the opponent. It's just the give and take of the way they play. I think Pochettino's smart enough that he will change his style depending on how talented the other team is. I question whether his players are ready to sit in and play defense like you've seen teams play against them, but do it effectively. So it's really going to be about the luck of the draw. If they can get to a round of 16, and even if it is a Belgium, I'm not particularly afraid of Belgium. They're kind of impotent, it looks like, and they may not have Doku for the rest of the tournament. I don't think that's an awful matchup, but I saw a permutation where it's Spain, and then now you are in for it. So I think I think their path will be a lot about who they get to see if they get out of the round of 32. Because if it's like Belgium, I think they have a real shot to make the quarterfinal. But if it's one of the world powers, then hey, it was a great run, everybody.
It's fun, and when was the last time, if ever, the U.S. had a meaningless game?
In the World Cup? Well, they've never won the first two games. Yeah. So they've always had to go into the final one, either looking for a result or hoping someone else helped them out. Yeah, this one, because there are some questions about the head-to-head and how it would make games meaningless, because goal differential played a part in the final group stage game, so people had to play. This time it benefits the U.S. If Turkey had won their game, then despite all the good things that had happened the first two rounds or the first two games, you would go into that Turkey game needing to win it to win the group.
But because it's head-to-head
and they beat you, they take the group.
And next is goal differential.
But they can't get the 6 points because they've already lost, so you can do whatever the hell you want. Or they've lost twice. You can do whatever the hell you want this game. Rest, not play guys. You're set up for a potential deep run if things work your way.
Yep. And I don't think you have to worry about getting rusty just because you have to wait another week.
Yeah, like Pulisic, he's a guy who would, if he does not get in for like 30, 25 minutes, whatever it is at the back end of the game, that's by the time the knockout game comes along, you're talking about now about 3 weeks since he's played a game, two and a half. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden those big arguments about fitness level come up.
Yeah.
Soccer people get really like, he's not fit. He's not fit enough. He hasn't trained enough.
I think if he is not an injury risk, I would not be surprised to see him play like 30 minutes just so he doesn't spend 3 weeks not playing soccer.
All right. All right, breaking news of the week coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. I don't know what you're doing today. What's your job? You hate your job? Is it a dead-end job? Is it not fulfilling? Are you feeling like, man, I just need to do something different? Well, IBEW, Local 66, wants to talk to you. 125 years, 4,800 members. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 66, is something that, I mean, it's a great path forward. You learn, you get paid on the job training, classroom learning, paid on the job training, nationally recognized career, earn while you learn approach that opens the doors for people for all walks of life. Well, I don't know anything about electrical grids. Well, that's why you train and get paid. That's why you get classroom learning. You learn, okay, and you can do it. Full family health insurance, retirement planning, high wages, peace of mind, okay? Retirement planning. Are you even thinking about that? So where are you in life, or where is your grandson or your son or daughter or whomever? Where are you? Well, wherever they are, they couldn't call 713-943-0716 or go to IBEW66.com, IBEW66.com. Powering careers, powering the future.
ESPN 97.5.
Looking for a great way to listen to ESPN 97.5 whenever and wherever you are? Then download the ESPN Houston app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store and download today. The ESPN Houston app is brought to you by DreamRate Mortgage, U.S. Coins, and Texas Card House.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Do you guys have any idea one thing that the TSA had to warn visitors here to bringing back?
I know. It's the condiment I hate the most.
Ranch dressing.
Yep.
That's your most hated.
I had to clean it up off of plates when I worked at a pizza place. People just
made you sick.
Drenched their plate in ranch. It was awful. Yeah.
Diplomacy, they're calling it.
Yeah, the Euros didn't know that ranch was a thing.
Oh, they're all excited that they can. They say in London. I saw a girl say, "We can't get ranch in London."
Yeah.
It's just it's not a thing.
Ranch in London.
It's not a thing over there. I don't know.
She just said
you
it's not
just
a big deal.
Make it.
I know. Well, as long as you have that ranch packet, which they probably don't have.
Mayonnaise in that ranch packet. TSA had to put out a warning. TSA had to put out a warning that you can only take back so much, especially just in carry-ons, especially. And you can't, first of all, they won't let you take a freaking water bottle, let alone bottle. These people are bringing back bottle upon bottle of ranch dressing.
I wonder if there's a particular option that they're... Is it just any ranch? Are they sophisticated enough to pick a particular ranch, or is it all like just Hidden Valley?
Yeah, just whatever.
Valley. Just Hidden
ranch.
Valley.
It's honestly, how much different is
I don't know.
Ranch dressing, free refills, bread and chips before the meal. This has changed everything.
Don't let them find out about cane sauce.
The Europeans have changed. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's
a
changed
few of them
everything.
Have. Goodness gracious. Maybe your people aren't as great as you think, Lance.
Well, who are my people?
Allegedly there's an ice cream cartel. There's an ice cream cartel in Japan.
See,
being investigated as sweltering summer looms.
What do you mean?
What are they doing with the ice cream?
Apparently, authorities in Japan have raided six of the country's largest ice cream firms for allegedly colluding to raise the price of their products, provoking anger from dozens from frozen snack aficionados as they face a cruel summer
ahead.
None
of y'all care when the agents do that in NIL, when they collude on prices. I don't hear a bunch of complaining then.
There's an article about
how ice cream now in the States is over $8. Like it was $4.95 a couple years ago. Now it's $4. Now it's already $8 to get an ice cream.
Can't have collusion from ice cream cartels. Nice job, Japan. Clean it up.
Maybe the Yakuza's involved.
Maybe you should clean up your ice cream.
Maybe the Yakuza's involved with this. I can tell you this. Everywhere you go, soft serve ice cream and matcha, which is the scourge of the earth. I hate matcha. Matcha sucks. I had a matcha. It's half matcha, half vanilla ice cream, soft serve ice cream. Half of it was good. The other half sucked.
I accidentally ordered a matcha once at a coffee. I was like, this is terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I can't believe young people like matcha. Like, y'all don't even like vegetables. How are you eating matcha?
Matcha
tastes
awful.
Like grass.
Okay. That's it. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next.
No Mapes.
What?
He is not in today. It'll be the great Michael Carroll.
Michael Carroll. We're going to learn about movies.
Maybe.
When we come back.
We did have a big time season premiere, so maybe Mike will have his thoughts on that.
Let's hope so. I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. But we're done. Thanks to John and Lance for helping us out today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a shorter show. Thanks
to
us.
I appreciate all your efforts, and then me and Michael, and then I think Rich Eisen, I'm not sure. We have guest shows all the time.
We also
now.
Got, yeah, aren't we out? Oh, no, we're out tomorrow.
We're out starting tomorrow, so, but
we're
guys.
Out where?
Not us, the rest of the station.
From 12
to 6.
Oh, out to
watch
locations.
Parties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they'll be hosting shows there as well.
You should listen to the show sometime.
He never does.
He doesn't.
We're done. I didn't know what you meant.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. Have a great day.